Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, how you doing, little buddy?
Hey, man, I'm fantastic. Crudy, happy Friday to you. We got Evan, we got Brian, our fair audience. Man, it's been a hell of a week. I'm glad it's happy hour on a Friday, man.
It is the happier happy hour. I want to thank Pat Kreitlow. Pat Kreitlow filling in for me for a couple hours. Had a little TCB taking care of business, man. And is Fancy Brian? I know Fancy Brian's ducking out a little bit early. Is he still around? How you doing, big guy? Fancy Brian.
I am feeling fancy and feeling fine.
Dominic made fun of. I am modestly dressed up. I've got like a polo shirt and a sport coat. And he said, Men's Warehouse or St. Vinny's? And my response is, well, I'm just going to say this. I like the way I look.
Well, someone's got to, you know, how can you love anybody else if you don't love yourself, Crudy? Can I get an amen?
You don't.
A polo shirt and a suit coat, man? Is that?
I got jeans on. It's, buddy.
I'm so confused, dude.
I got to tell you, relative to my normal, like, yeah, like business alley attire, when I put a sport coat on, people are like, oh, You clean up nicely. I'm like, I grabbed a sport coat, but it is a clear difference. I think mostly because it conceals my belly.
Well, I'm wondering, what's that bright stuff on your head? Oh, I'm sorry. This is your forehead. You're not wearing a hat today.
I got a hat. It's back in my office.
Oh, it's a little bright.
You know, apparently
here,
I should have taken the last hour off. Why? I just
want to
come
and hang out with your college buddy, man.
You know, I can't really tell the story of what I was just talking about, but I can tell you, I have never been condescended to that way in my life.
Are you sure, man? I've known you a long time.
I was talking to a guy, and he's just pounded the snot out of me on the phone, and I'm like, really? Really? Like, do I even know you? But this guy knew more about me because I do a little radio show, and apparently he's not a big fan in some way, shape, or form. And I'm just taking a pounding on this guy about, you know, let's just say some of the radio decisions I've made through the years, some of the things I've said and
come
done.
Come on.
Apparently not a fan.
Indiscretions of youth, Michael. I mean, live in the past of 2 or 3 years ago, months ago, days ago. It's all in the past. There's nothing you can do about it now.
Well, it would be so rare that someone would have me back on my heels and not nearly... Not exactly speechless, you know, because I was still talking. But I was given like the, like, pound away, say what you're going to say to me. Yeah, disrespect me a little bit more. Yeah.
That's my job. I'm getting a little mad about this right now.
I'm thinking, you know, my wife apparently is putting on seminars for people in the general public. I'm not sure what I did to deserve that phone call, Dom, but glad to be here.
Oh, I'm sure you
did
something, man. You're just catching up on things you forgot you did.
I know, karma in the universe and all that kind of stuff. Glad to see you gentlemen on the radio, and glad that Pat Kreitlow filled in for me a couple days. He sounded like a radio professional. That's a little different than the rest of us around here.
Yeah, it sounded like he knew what he was talking about, knew what he was doing. I listened in a little bit. Yeah, he sounded great. Appreciate it, Pat.
Pat Kreitlow doing it from Chippewa Falls, somewhere up in the Northland of the great state of Wisconsin. We're going to take your Friday grievances. Do you have any? Has anyone disrespected your ass? Other than perhaps, you know, Associate Justice Alito.
Right. No right to privacy. I got one. Did we talk about Madison Cawthorn and the pillow humping thing? I mean, I've never witnessed anybody love My Pillow as much as Cawthorn did, man. Did you see the video?
I have only heard descriptions of what is contained in the furry-ass video.
You know, of all the asinine things that guy has done, from my perspective, this is the least worrisome. I mean, the guy's tried to take weapons onto planes more than once. You know what I'm saying? That's very concerning to me.
Lots of reckless driving post-revocation.
Right? I mean, you know, the mental stability of the man, I question. That concerns me, especially having a guy like that with a gun on a plane. But that aside...
Can't you still call him youthful indiscretion stuff?
He's only 26. If he's mass-humping pillows, you know, I mean, who cares? If that's all you got to do, if that's what you got, you know, knock yourself out. I mean, that doesn't hurt anybody.
So what did he do? Did make sure that I and the audience are absolutely clear. What is the allegation here?
It's probably about a waist-high video shot, and he's on a bed, and he's furiously humping or pretending to hump, but he's naked, he's bare-assed, and he's just going to town in the bed, apparently on a My Pillow, Mike Lindell, My Pillow. I think Lindell should use this as an advertising campaign.
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.
He was really going to town. But the reaction of everybody, oh my God, you know, another naked video. Like, really? That's it? You know, a guy obviously goofing around. It seemed to me. But when I first saw it, I didn't know if it was anybody or anything was underneath him. I was unclear as who was the recipient of such a furious machinations of lovemaking. But apparently it was just a My Pillow.
And I'm serious. If you have any moral character about you, we're all in this together.
Oh, I hate it when you run out of crack. It's tough, man. It's tough times.
I've heard his ass described as very hairy.
Well, I'm not going to judge. You know, what's wrong with that?
As noted, when you and I were out, you know, caboozling with college friends, you were all quite a bit hairier, at least in terms of like forearm hair than yours truly.
Yeah,
I'm not a hairy dude. I'm a fine-haired person.
Yes.
At least on the melon in the arms.
So I'll give Cawthorn a break on the pillow humping of everything.
What about
he's
the
done.
Ass hair braiding? Should he really have braided?
I didn't see the braids, you know, but it wasn't that close. But again, as the Sicilian on the panel, who am I to cast a stone?
844-967-2789. Wouldn't it be a great time to join the conversation?
Come on, any other grievances besides the abortion stuff? There's got to be other grievances. I do have a note here, though, from the Raw story. I guess this is kind of breaking news. Trump loses lawsuit demanding Twitter lift his lifetime suspension. Now, don't get too enamored with the headline, because if we get down into it, on Friday, the judge announced Trump's lawsuit is, quote, dismissed in its entirety. The 17-page ruling noted a number of structural deficiencies with Trump's lawsuit, but did allow plaintiffs to file an amended complaint by May 27th. So he's got another bite at the apple. But I got to ask you, I mean, with Truth Social out, and we've already heard the president say that even if Elon Musk allows him back onto Twitter after the closing on the deal, that he wouldn't do it. He's got the Truth Social. Why continue on with the lawsuit then?
To try to re-platform on Twitter?
Yeah,
and he said he didn't even want to be on Twitter, right? That's
right, exactly.
I don't even want to sleep with that girl, right?
She's not my type. Have you seen her? It's not my type.
You know, I was sitting here just glancing at a couple of local headlines in the state of Wisconsin, and I see some tragic news for the former governor, Scott Walker.
Oh, no.
Here's what I mean. JCPenney owners reportedly offered to buy Kohl's department store $8.6
billion. Ooh.
But Scott Walker's entire nest egg is made up of Kohl's cash.
I mean, he was talking about taking his coupons to Kohl's back on the presidential campaign trail back in 15.
Do you remember the time we went to a Kohl's department store to try and verify the veracity of the Kohl's dollar? What are they called? Kohl's bucks?
Kohl's cash.
Kohl's cash.
Oh, yeah, Kohl's cash.
Scott Walker loved him some Kohl's cash. You know, that's how he shows you that he's a man of the people.
Well, that and the brown bag ham sandwich lunch, but he's got like $1 million a year over at the Young America's Foundation.
He's doing better.
Right? No, he's doing better. I don't want to overstate the income, but I understand he's getting paid.
Well, I thought he had mostly invested that revenue in Beanie Babies, and he and Tonette were counting on the Kohl's cash to work them through to the end of their days.
What, the Cabbage Patch Kids don't hold their value anymore, so they stepped up to the Beanie Babies?
Well, I think the Cabbage Patch Kids probably would have some intrinsic value relative, yeah, you know, to the Beanie Babies.
Oh, man.
A greater intrinsic value. But what do I know? I'm not into the collectibles. I just collect friendships with people you.
Is that what you do? Have you got any new ones in the last 30 years, Crute?
In the last, you know, let's just say hour, I met a stranger and got the snot slapped out of me. Because apparently I was not a stranger to them. My reputation preceded me.
Yep. Oh, that'll happen. Usually when it happens to me, people are glad to see me and talk to me. That's weird.
The guy said to me, he goes, "Oh, then you know Crute." I said, "I am Crute."
Click.
No, it was almost like a gleeful moment. Like, oh, now I got the bastard I wanted to talk to. Because I've been looking to lay some lumber all day long. I got some grievances.
Oh.
And I want to share them with you people.
It's Friday.
It is Friday, and I can't drink. I've got a social event at my son's college. You know, I don't think I can walk in, you know, too pie-eyed and beer breath. So, you know, I'm trying to be good here.
Well, you got to keep the weed and hooker spit out of your mouth. You'll be all right.
At least I look good. At the men's warehouse, black sport coat. I mean, it's all a sliding scale with me, you realize.
and a polo shirt.
And a
suit coat and a pair of jeans. Yeah, flip flops on?
Skechers, but I forgot I was wearing white socks. More Devils.
I'm smart and I want respect!
I'm not a respected source of information, even for me.
You will respect my authority!
She would not be my first choice, that I can tell you.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Join us, air your grievances at 844-967-2789.
Okay, here's a real political grievance. Marjorie Taylor Greene will appear, apparently, on the ballot in Georgia. The administrative court judges said, nothing to see here. And ultimately, it's Brad Raffensperger's job to make final determination. But if the judge said she can be on the ballot, I think the Secretary of State, who is a Republican, is on the ballot himself this year. I can't imagine he's going to take the opportunity, to try to wage that war against both the judge, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and the entire MAGA movement.
Yeah.
And he's already been targeted for not finding 11,780 votes. You know what I'm saying?
We knew that was going to be a big lift. And if anything positive that came out of this, number one, they tried. Number two, you got Marge under oath. And I think that's very important. We saw how she reacted. So her comments under oath could come back at some point in the future. We'll see what happens. But, you know, they made an effort. You don't win them all.
844-967-2789. Don't want to be selfish. Other people got a lot of problems with you, Dom. I suspect.
Tell you about it.
And me, perhaps, you know. Come insult Crudy on the phones. Catherine from Madison, please don't insult me on the phones.
Hey, Catherine.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Awesome. Thank you.
Good. I'm calling regarding the man from Florida that has the case he's bringing against the Bible in school.
Chaz Stevens, from yesterday. Yes.
I think that is just a terrific idea. I mean, we need, and I love the Kurt Bankstead thing too, where he's saying that they can't run for office if they've, you know, tried to throw over the government. But I was calling because I have a grievance from when I was in elementary school. We had the story of Lot. I went to a Lutheran school, and I don't know, the story of Lot freaked me out as a young kid because two angels came to Sodom and Gomorrah, and they wanted to save Lot because Lot was this good guy. And so they come to his house, and they're in his house, and a bunch of mob from Sodom comes out, and they want to take the men out and know them the biblical way. So Lot says, don't take these two men out and hurt them. Take my two virgin daughters instead. And this was the good guy. And I thought, as a kid, I thought, some dad is sending his two kids out, and I'm a daughter, I'm an only child. What's going to happen if something like that happens? Would my father do that? And it just really freaked me out as a kid.
Yeah. I'm saying, yes.
If he was an obedient father to the greater father, the almighty, if you will.
Catherine, I'm not entirely clear on the story, but so just for clarification, when Lot told the mob to not take these two guys and take his virgin daughters instead, was he referring to the two angels that came down to save him?
Yes.
Well, if they were angels, you know, servants of God, couldn't they, you know, flap their wings or snap their fingers? I'm not clear what the angel powers are. I mean, I've seen a few Marvel movies, but I don't know how it applies in this regard.
Well, as a little girl, I was in fourth grade. I remember because I remember the teacher and everything. And I even thought, well, an angel should be able to take care of themselves or, you know, zoom back up to heaven or save the family. And then Lot was supposed to be this really good guy that the angels came down to tell him to leave. Then the story gets even worse if you want to hear the rest of it.
Well, when do the Jewish space lasers come in?
Right. I know. That's when they needed them. Just clear that lot out. Clear that group out from there. Yeah, I know. It's terrible. So at any rate, that's not the only bad story in the Bible, but women got a lot of bad shakes in there.
Did Lot get turned into a pillar of salt at some point? Was that him or was that someone else?
His wife, yes. Because then when they leave, he's leaving Sodom and Gomorrah, and they tell
Don't look back.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, you know, I'm a kid. What do you do when your parents say, don't look back, right?
Where, back there?
You look back, right? Yeah. You know, so I'm thinking, I would have looked back and I would have turned into a pillar of salt. So, I mean, the Bible was just, it was a scary thing, especially for women, I tell you. It was bad.
Yes, for women and kids, and talk about grooming and indoctrination, Catherine. I mean, you still remember that to this day. I mean, what an experience.
It really was. I mean, that actually gave me it was a scary story. A little bit like some of the German fairy tales. I don't know if you follow very many of them, but they're pretty good.
Just
too.
Hansel and Gretel.
Oh my God, right.
Hansel?
Yeah, yeah.
Hansel?
Catherine, are you a believer now? Do you take it to heart? When did you transition from, you know, obviously forced?
16 years old. I know when. I was 16 years old in high school, and I was looking around for religion I could believe in, and I was in the chapel, and I just said, this is all just to make us feel better about dying. This is not real. There is no being that knows everything you are and what you're doing and how many hairs are on your head and is going to take you to a place of glory for the rest of your, you know, eternity. Yeah. So, and it's kind of nice to believe in it, especially when you face death or the loss of loved ones. You know, it's kind of nice to think that you'd see them again. I think that's where it came from.
Catherine,
that's my belief.
If they made a Lot brand table salt, would you use it?
That's great, Catherine. Hey, thank you so much for sharing your story. Thank you for the call. Have a wonderful weekend. And don't forget, it wasn't just about making us feel better, you know, when we die. It's also about controlling the population. It's also about, you know, milking and sucking as much money out of people as they possibly can. Let's not forget.
God needs selling your money.
Right. God, he's all powerful, but he's really bad with money.
Thanks, you know, Catherine. Yesterday being Cinco de Mayo, You know, I took a little Lot brand salt and put it on the ring of a margarita glass. And some of that, you know, bar rail tequila that... Was it you who said...
Yeah, don't get the good stuff. Just get whatever, man. You get all the syrup and the fruit and whatever you're blending with it. You don't use good tequila.
You know what I actually drank on Cinco de Mayo?
Rum.
Double Captain Diets. Come back. I wish I was drinking one right now. More Devil's Advocates. The happier happy hour could be happier with your calls. 844-96-PARTY.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
Hansel?
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The weekend nearly upon us. We'll get you home or get you to the party safe. Once you get there, you're on your own. But I got Dominic, we got Evan, and we can screen your phone calls at 844-967-2789. Don't worry, if you can talk even a little bit clearly, we'll let you through. You know, they let us host in this condition. Dominic, I don't know if you saw, but there was a let me just see what it was precisely. Well, let me just read from a story I found at the Raw Story, one of my favorite sources. Aaron Mostovsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, is pleading for leniency as he faces a sentence within the range of 10 to 16 months, according to Politico's Kyle Cheney. Cheney reports that the federal judge presiding over the case believed that Mostovsky was remorseful and that his actions on January 6th were out of character. Yeah. Here's a quote, Dom. Did I mention the defendant in this case, Mostovsky, was dressed as Captain Caveman, effectively, at the U.S. Capitol? So, you know, I mean, a little cosplay going on there, Dom?
I mean, maybe. I'm not clear. I see a picture here, and he has a fur. He's got, like, a fox over his head, you know? He's got, like, a police vest on, which is also kind of strange. He's holding a staff. Lots of
sort of where the QAnon shaman meets Law and Order?
QAnon shaman, who apparently wants to retract his guilty plea. I'm not clear what's happening there, but he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostovsky, man. I mean, this guy looks like he saw the shaman and was like trying to copy him very poorly.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. Almost as if this were a play.
What?
A performance dressed up as a caveman.
I'm just a caveman.
As if there was some fantasy game. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind.
Well, I'm sure he'll leave some of it behind in cell block 8 for 8 months. He'll be living all sorts of fantasies then.
Mostovsky, who is the son of Stephen Mostovsky, a state court judge in Brooklyn, must be so proud, was ultimately sentenced to 8 months in prison, as Dom pointed out. So there's that. Captain Caveman. Do you think he'll be able to wear the Captain Caveman in prison?
I don't think so. And looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day. just saying, man. Breaking news. Rudy Giuliani is bailing out on his January 6th testimony. He will not testify, according to breaking news.
He also looks like a man who's going to lose his mattress on the first day in prison.
He lost his mind a long time ago, so he's been teasing us that he'd show up. Oh, but I want to record it. Apparently, J6 said, and so he's
bailing out. Well, he's got, you know, cameo appearances and podcasts with Steve Bannon. You know, he's got lots of places.
The Masked Singer or whatever his...
I have forgotten the Masked Singer appearance?
I mean, what? So, but he's got time for that, and he's okay with that, but he apparently will not show up to... testify. He's under subpoena, right, I believe, from the J6, so reporting that I saw on the Chiron from CNN was that the J6 will use attempt to use some sort of enforcement mechanisms to get him, to compel him to testify. So Giuliani apparently getting some cold feet. Maybe he's got another performance at the same time. Some, you know, scheduling conflicts.
Well, Dominic, as long as we're talking about crime and punishment, I wanted to take note of the fact, you know, simply being in jail won't keep you out of office, at least not keep you from winning a Republican primary. And I found this headline a little troubling and hard to believe, but apparently I got to believe it's true because you found it on the Raw story. Republican wins GOP nomination from jail. Well, you know, every man deserves due process, right?
Certainly. And even every woman.
Perhaps the, yes. Well, you know.
I mean, we'll see what happens. You know, if Alito's got anything to do with it, you never know.
So, you know, the fact that this person could win the primary from jail, you know, Nelson Mandela. Thank you. Not the other Mandela. he won the presidency from jail or something astonishing, or perhaps left jail immediately to be win the presidency. But the charges that this guy's sitting on jail for, murdering his wife.
Oops. Wait, you can't do that? Or you can't do that now and maybe you can in the future? We'll see.
Dominic, apparently you can do that while it might currently be a crime, you know, unless Trump pardons the guy. It doesn't even keep you from winning the primary in the Republican Party. That's not a disqualifier, apparently.
I mean, it is concerning, but the actuality, what, it's like some small town in Indiana, and he got like 60 votes. So, you know, I mean, maybe word hadn't gotten around that he clubbed his...
Yeah, but he was sitting in jail on murder charges for killing his wife.
Killing his wife, who confronted him after she got out of some chemotherapy, cancer treatments, confronted him regarding his infidelity, and then he hit her with a flower pot and dumped her body.
A gallon-sized concrete flower pot.
Yeah, yeah. And then dumped her body in her by the creek or something, and then, you know, went on to be nominated, elected. He's on the ballot, got elected for city council or something. I mean, yeah, he hasn't been found guilty.
Maybe she fell off that bridge.
Wow, man. But I mean, as we've discussed, and really once this, and that's my, I guess, my reflection on the week. Once this Alyota, one of my old favorite bars, Alito's, once Justice Alito's opinion was leaked, all facade from the Republicans came off like a smelly, dirty, sweaty mask. There's no exception for rape. There's no exception for incest. No, they're going to go for everything. There's no right to privacy. That is anything they've ever claimed to be somewhat moderate. Now, man, they got the juice in the veins and they are going for it. Just briefly here, we'll get to the phones at 844-967-2789 in just a minute. Jay Bookman from the Georgia Recorder, Supreme Court justices lied to the Senate and they lied to us. And it's quite a long piece. We posted it up on the Facebook page of the Devil's Advocates Radio. You can go see it there. The few paragraphs I'd like to share with the audience to kind of reinforce this, what we've lived through, what we've seen this week, and what has really, really come to light as to the policies and philosophies of these Republicans. As the author writes, Alito dismisses the idea that Americans have a constitutional right to privacy, and with it the idea that some decisions are too intimate and personal to be decided by the heavy hand of government. Kind of ironic, don't you think? As Alito notes, the words privacy and abortion are mentioned nowhere, I tell you, in the Constitution, therefore leading him to conclude that we have no right to such things. And as a side note, is the word corporation mentioned anywhere in the Constitution?
Corporations are people, my friend.
No, well, I'm not sure that that's mentioned in the Constitution, but let me continue. Alito also waves away the Ninth Amendment, which the founders included in anticipation of just such an argument. Quote, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people, it states. Alito writes that the amendment does not apply because the right to abortion, quote, is not deeply rooted in the nation's history and tradition. And I would just note, probably since there's been births, there's been abortions, Alito. But, you know, let me digress. I'm a man. I don't know these things. The author goes on to write, but if there is no right to privacy in the Constitution, if it is not among those rights retained by the people, even if it is not explicitly mentioned, then the door is reopened to challenge other rights granted as part of the right to privacy, the right to obtain contraceptives, the right of gay Americans to live as straight Americans live, the right to marry. Because after all, gay and contraceptive also do not appear in the Constitution. Instead, Alito writes, it is time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives. If the draft opinion holds, as it probably will, writes the author, the state legislators that you elect, the members of Congress and the attorneys general, the governors and governors you elect, will now decide whether and how the rights that we have enjoyed for a half a century will continue to exist. The Constitution, as construed by this court, will no longer protect us. Our only remaining protection is through the ballot box. And if we don't make our voices heard loudly and clearly there, then we can expect even worse rulings in the years ahead. Vote wisely or accept the consequences. A good piece, Jay Bookman at the Georgia Recorder.
844-967-2789. Totter Billy, north side of Madison. Welcome. Billy, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, thank you.
All right. So I just wanted you guys to not forget that Eugene B. Debs ran for president from a jail cell. He was in jail for sedition for speaking out against World War One, and ran for president on the Socialist Party ticket from a jail cell, and garnered quite a lot of votes.
But not enough to win.
No, not enough to win.
Well, that's you know, you edified me. I had forgotten about that fact, but thank you for throwing that out there. Any other political thoughts or any, big events happening this weekend in your life? Let's not forget it's Mother's Day weekend. You doing anything for mom or remembering mom, whatever the case may be?
Absolutely. For my wife and my mother, we'll be doing some things. So we'll have a wonderful Mother's Day weekend, I hope.
My wife is taking her mother out. So both my wife and mother-in-law are out of commission. So that is a happy Mother's Day indeed.
Probably for both you and them, Crudy. Everybody wins.
That's a win-win-win, don't you think, Totter Billy?
It sounds like one. It sounds like one. More successful than Eugene V. Debs. Although, man, he was fighting a good fight.
That's all we try to do around here, Totter Billy. You know, we get our asses kicked often, but we fight the good fight.
You got to take a couple of pokes. Everyone's got a plan until you get punched in the nose. But how ironic that it is Mother's Day on Sunday. Don't forget, everybody. And this is when this ruling gets leaked. I mean, Mother's Day. You think there's going to be any further conversations around the Mother's Day dinner table? I guarantee you, when I sit down for lunch with my mother-in-law and the family, there will be conversations. My wife and daughter went to a protest here in Milwaukee. I mean, my daughter's carrying a sign that says, "No more wire hangers." I just keep thinking the movie, "No more wire hangers ever." But, I mean, I try to make light, but oh, my God. I mean, my 17-year-old daughter has to go march in the frickin' streets because Republicans want to use the power and the force of the state to force pregnancies, to force birthing upon women. But they're the small government people. Ask them.
Here's one thing I appreciated. My youngest son and I had one of the better conversations I recall ever having with this kid, you know, since he's a little shaver, last night. And the impetus for the conversation was a classroom discussion they had yesterday on Roe v. Wade. A little bit of polling here, Dom, and we'll take some more calls before the end of this big show, 844-967-2789. New CNN polling. 66% of Americans say Roe v. Wade should not be completely struck down, and 59% would support Congress passing legislation. including 81% of Dems, 65% of Independents, 30% of Republicans. But is it going to move the needle? Well, right now, Democrats are less enthusiastic about voting in the midterms, 43%, than Republicans, 56%. So that ain't so great. But the young kids are the ones most likely to take note of it. Younger adults are particularly apt to say they feel angry if Roe were overturned, 47%. 46%. Damn it. Anyways, pulling out. Math on the radio. It seems like Friday afternoon. We shouldn't be doing that. I was just trying to support your thoughts. Will there be electoral consequences? I hope so. Come back. Your calls could be next. I see a friend. Rocker. They got a big party going on this weekend. Poplastica. The 7th anniversary. We'll tell you all about it. More Devils.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday, the last segment of this Friday happy hour. Join us on the phones, toll-free, talk or text, 844-967-2789.
Don, before we finish, one more grievance. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, great state of Wisconsin, quoted today in regards to Roe v. Wade and the prospect it's going to be overturned. Here's what Ron thinks. Talking about the Wisconsin law, which would ban abortion immediately upon the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Well, Ron thinks that 1849 law, he says, I don't think it will stand for long. I think the democratic process in Wisconsin will have something other than the 1849 law. Well, yeah. All four of the Republican candidates running against Tony Evers, at least reportedly, shouldn't say allegedly, reportedly, they all oppose exceptions for rape or incest, which would reflect the law from 1849 where, you know, pretty much everything's banned. So as far as I can tell, Dom, Ron Johnson's just trying to, what, make nice? Like, oh, no, it's not going to be. It would be that.
He's trying to lessen the blow. I mean,
like his January 6th whitewashing.
I saw, people were festive and having fun. Yes, that's exactly, Crudy. That is exactly what the senior senator, from Wisconsin is doing. Ron Johnson, he's got to go.
Real quick, Governor Evers has always been clear that he will do whatever is necessary to protect access to reproductive care for everyone in Wisconsin. Choices on the ballot in 2022, and it's critical that we reelect Governor Evers. 844-967-2789. Rocker, rocking out this weekend. Our friends from Max Hank Radio, Rocker Poplastica weekend, something like that.
Hey, Rocker.
Hey, what's happening, guys? Thanks for having me on. Yep, Poplastica. It's coming up tomorrow night, May 7th. At the Dark Horse Art Bar, and Poplastica is Maximum 8 Music Magazine's annual birthday party, our celebration of another year of existence, and we're on 26 right now.
26? And, I thought it was 7.
Well, Maximum 8 Music Magazine has been around since March 7th, 1996. Now, Max Inc. Radio came into existence around 2011.
Oh, that didn't count until you joined Devil Radio, man.
Well, then we're three. But, yeah. So tomorrow we're going to have a party down at the Dark Horse Art Bar. It's free to get in, free admission to all. The party actually starts at 6 p.m. with an art gallery showing. So I'm going to have archived music magazines from the last 26 years that people can actually read. And then we're also going to have a wall. There's a giant wall down there of Maximum Ink artwork. And so we're going to have an art gallery. We're going to have free beer from Starkweather Brewing Company. We got some extra special bitter from them. It's an amazing beer. And then we're going to have some Sal's Pizza there for as well for people.
What about some music, man? Is there going to be some Iron Plow playing?
The music is going to start at 9:30, and we're going to start with Seven Seasons Deep, legendary Madison band here, followed by Iron Plow with me on drums. And then Cold Black River is going to, they're going to be playing stuff from their brand new album that's out. And that'll take us all the way till just past midnight. So 6 p.m. to midnight. And then we're going to be actually broadcasting live from the Dark Horse from 6 to 9 p.m. So you can come down there. We're going to be interviewing people live on the radio, talking about some of the artwork and stories and different things from over the 26 years of Maximum Inc.
Wow, that's, man, awesome, that's awesome, Rocker. That's a great party. And make sure you point out, you are the drummer in Iron Plow Band. You're going to be part of that big show.
You know, it's going to be a lot of fun. And my band Iron Plow is, we're going to be premiering some brand new songs that we have and some of the old ones. And, of course, some of the songs that we play on Max Inc. Radio as well. And it's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Rocker, nice. Rocker, I'm not trying to be your Yoko Ono, you know, and I'm sure you and your bandmates at Iron Plow are quite happy. But I don't know if you saw, but Spinal Tap needs a new drummer.
Don't do it, man. Don't do it.
You know that could be a lethal position in a band. I mean, I've never heard of a drummer surviving that band, you know? So
nobody gets out alive, Rocker.
That's right, man. That's right. So, yeah, make sure you come down tomorrow night, Trudy. It's going to be a good time. Free to get in, free beer, free munchies, and music 9 to midnight.
Wow, man. Congratulations, Rocker. 26 years of doing anything is a milestone. And living that life and doing what you do, man, that's awesome, man. Congratulations to you and the team.
Thanks, Don, man. Appreciate it.
Take care, Rocker. I don't know if I can do it tomorrow, man. I've been working 8 days a week up around here, but... You know, I hear there's some free beer.
And free beer and pizza. Sounds like you're kind of partying.
It does, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Don't forget our big party, our first summer rager, May 17th at Hawks. So I'm looking forward to that party. We're going to do the, let me restate it, Hawks Fighter Neighborhood Bar.
Yeah, Hawks got Jade a lot of bars, Monkey. Man. You gotta specify.
Going to do the Funky Monkey, that Jade Monkey, man. That is, I hate to play favorites. It's like having a favorite kid, but the Jade Monkey is my favorite of all Hawks Finer Neighborhood bars. And they brought the old Jade Monkey, it's like a rhinestone bliggy kind of a monkey thing, but they brought it over to the new Jade Monkey.
Yeah, of course.
Looking forward to a party on the deck.
I still kind of, you know, I still appreciate the Atomic Koi, man. I have a spot in my heart for that joint.
The Atomic Koi and Hawks, the original, right there on State Street. So I like them all. Dom, I understand by next week it's going to be summery weather.
I don't believe it. I mean, I don't believe it.
I heard until Tuesday, it happens, I don't believe degrees. It. 88 degrees, brother.
What? 88? Next, don't lie to me, man.
Could, of course, when it gets that hot, thunderstorms. So you'll have that to look forward to. Severe weather of some sort.
Right, it's going to warm up, but there's going to be a tornado.
Now, I haven't been, yeah. We go from winter to tornado season immediately. And don't forget, the road construction barrels will be coming out this weekend for Mother's Day, I suspect. You doing anything for your mama on Mother's Day?
Yeah, well, I got my mother and I got my mother-in-law, so I'm going to go hang out, do the lunch thing, and I'll head up to Apple Town and hang out with Ma for a little bit, I think.
Well,
give them in and out, you know, a quick run.
Crudy sends his best.
Yeah, man, I'll let her know.
I'll hopefully get to see my mother-in-law and wife sometime on Sunday. I'm going to be out of town for a bit tomorrow, but maybe coming back for, you know, the musical stylings of Iron Plow. I've been listening to a lot of Iron Plow because, you know, if I ran the Max Inc. music radio show on Saturday nights and I also played in the band Iron Plow, it'd be amazing, but I might play Iron Plow with some frequency. Right. And, you know, I'm not like a super heavy metal dude, but I like them. I think they're a good band. I love the local music.
Love the metal, man. Come on, man. Drum solos. Rocker, you need at least a 3 or 4 minute drum solo. I'm telling you, take it to town, brother.
Thank you, Pat Kreitlow, for filling in for yours truly for, you know, the two best hours of the show.
Come on.
Thank you, Dom. Thank you, Nancy Bryan. Yeah, thank you, Evan. Thank you all for listening. Don't forget, Native Roots Radio is next. Then, In Pursuit of Sunshine on the Radio comes up Friday nights right here. Devil Radio. Keep it locked all weekend long. And don't forget, Farmer's Market. Go see Gordy for Mother's Day flowers.